Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in the Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, broadcasting from the Insperity Invitational Champions Tour Golf Tournament, now in the 14th tournament that I've been broadcasting from every time. And I'm always happy to be here, especially when I had a chance to interview my good friend Joe Cleary. Joe's been on the show now. Well, we just can't do this without you, Joe.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Joe Cleary, by the way, folks, is president of Harvey Builders, a Houston-based commercial builder, mostly commercial, I think, and some, maybe some industrial. They build high-rises, big buildings. Some of the buildings you see around Houston, they built some of them and still going strong. A family-owned business, and one he's been part of for a long time. Joe, thanks again for being here, and it's good to see you.
That's great to see you, Jim.
And, of course, I got Joe right in front of me here. Hey, Joe, this tournament, last night they showed the warrior, the Afghanistan veteran, that they gave him a mortgage-free home.
Yes.
And they talked about the hundreds and hundreds of veterans that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan that they've raised money for and have given these people. These are people who've had a tough time transitioning. Boy, if I don't know what it would take to if that didn't get you last night.
Oh, no, that's I think that program is excellent, and the mortgage-free home is just a fabulous deal for the guys when they're coming back, the families. I know several organizations in and around Houston and in Texas that do the same thing, and there's nothing like watching them get those keys.
And that was an example, and we've seen you and I've seen others, and I know you know about a lot of others, and I know you're directly involved in a lot of other charities outside of this tournament, but that's just an example of the good things that golf tournaments do around the country, isn't it?
It's amazing how much money goes to charity from golf tournaments. It's in the billions mm-hmm. and billions of dollars. I know in Houston it's well over $80 billion.
Wow!
Since golf
since beginning, yeah.
Since beginning,
since
and,
the Shell Oil and, tournament and all that. Yeah.
Yes, and so we're very proud that this tournament turns back a lot of money to charity.
Well, the Insperity is just gone. I think they've almost been record breaking in terms of the speed with which they've raised money over the short, really a relatively short period of time the tournament's been going on.
Well, when you do things first class like Insperity does for
they
just
do.
About everything that they touch, that's exactly what
they don't
happens.
Have to do anything. And you know, you and I both have been around the pros, and they can't stop smiling.
Yeah,
they say over and over again, this is if not the best, it's one of the top two or three stops on the 30 tournament tour they got.
Oh, it is the best. It is ranked the best.
I thought it was. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to give any false numbers out there. But Joe,
I don't mind doing that. I'm in the construction business.
Well, and also you're connected because you write direct checks to this thing. So I'm
yes,
sure they're giving you good reports, the Harvey Builder folks and yourself. So thank you for your support of all this. Talk to us about business in Houston. Is the oil patch stabilizing?
It's stable. It has stabilized, and we're seeing some activity in the oil field service companies. The large integrated energy companies have most had plenty of reserves to withstand $26
oil. When the price dropped, it probably weeded out the weak sisters, and now people have learned how to operate on $50 a barrel oil, right?
They have, and many of them had set their budgets and their goals a little bit above that, but most of the oil fields that there's activity in, especially in Texas, $50 oil is okay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the areas in Ohio and Pennsylvania, it's a little difficult. The infrastructure is not there, so they need 70, 65, mm-hmm. 70. So there's not as much activity there.
They're sort of like Saudi Arabia. They need 65, 70, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're seeing some new activity from the oil field service companies, who many of which are our clients. Does that mean a burst of construction projects? No. Mm-hmm. It just means that they're getting healthier, and we'll see some activity from them probably in a few years.
Well, your business, your company is very admirable to me because I know you get a lot of build-to-suit stuff. You get a lot of non-bidding business.
We do.
Because people know your quality, and they don't want to bid. They don't want the lowest bidder. They want you guys. They want Harvey Builders.
That's a wonderful position to be in.
Well, it's an earned position, though. I mean, you don't stumble into that. You earn that by seeking excellence.
And every relationship is based on trust, and so it's a two-way street. And we have the best clients in the world. I tell our employees, especially the new ones that are going through orientation, we have the best clients in the world. Everybody else wants our clients. The only way to keep those clients is to have excellent service.
What do you do to – and, folks, this is – I'm going to get Joe to share some of his leadership management jewels with us. What are you – some of the things that you do to gain and sustain those kinds of relationships where people say, okay, they met you in a bid. You know, you bid a job, and that's when they met you. You got the job. And after that, they said, okay, we're not bidding anymore. We just want Harvey Builders to do it from now on.
Well, I think where we're sitting today is a perfect example. The Woodlands Corporation, now the Howard Hughes Corporation, but the Woodlands Corporation started, began developing in this area in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
In plus or minus 1990, we bid our first commercial project in the Woodlands. It was a shopping center anchored by a Kroger store, and we were low bidder. We were too low.
Mm.
I found the mistake after we started the project, and that
that's
happens.
That's where, folks, if you've never been to a bid opening of a pretty good sized job like that, when the bids are open and you see somebody screaming out the door, then you know that's the low bidder, and they're going back to find out what they missed.
This is a very interesting dynamic, but full focus went onto that project so that we would only lose what we thought we were going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turned out, because of the full focus, because of the managerial effort, the supervision effort on site, and the excellent management of the subcontractors, we actually made money.
Wow.
The owner, the Woodlands Corporation, could not believe how quickly we did the project, how well we did the project, and so they turned to us and asked us to do their next project.
Mm-hmm.
And then their next, and then
mm-hmm.
their next. And we've done over 8 million square feet.
Wow.
In the
and it's your performance, even in adversity. And I like what's, I think it was it which coach was it that said character doesn't, hard times doesn't create character, it reveals it.
Yes, I think that was Vince Lombardi.
He also
said, never settle for mediocrity.
There you go. I like that. Joe Cleary, ladies and gentlemen, president of Harvey Builders. We're going to come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.